Hello, and welcome back to another edition of your favorite political podcast. It's your boy D, and it's just me. And of course, I'm one half of Call Me Limbo. Today is another episode of day-to-day nonsense. I decided to keep it censored today because it's a much more uplifting topic. To be honest, this topic came to me as I was driving because with it being the holiday season next week, it really just got me in my thoughts. With so much going on in the world, I wanted to talk about being thankful and gratitude. Last night had an opportunity to sing for some young students in a studio, and watching the passion and the courage that they had as they were performing really inspired me by the time it got time for me to perform. And I don't know, it's something about the arts in particular that for a long time, I feel I lost my love of singing. I have always loved music and I've always loved performing and watching performances, but singing became like work. I don't think I was able to enjoy it because I was in my head. What do people think? How does this sound? Is blah, 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 blah. So I developed severe anxiety around it. And last night, as I was reflecting after the performance, it kind of reminded me of that. I felt like I've gotten to a point where singing is actually fun again. I didn't feel petrified on the stage. I felt like I was in command and control of my body, my emotions, and my thoughts. And it was one of the most freeing experiences I've had in a while. So I wanted to talk more about different things that I'm grateful for as this year is about to come to a close. As I watch the violence taking place in the Middle East right now, I became very grateful just to be alive and to be able to wake up every day without the overwhelming dread of, is this the last one, you know, or who won't be here tomorrow? And it sounds basic, but just a simple gift of life is a gift. And I was reading last night about Palestinians and specifically LGBTQ members in Palestine. Unfortunately, I had people say stuff like, oh, well, they don't even like gays out there and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I stand in solidarity with my Palestinian LGBTQ plus people. You don't have to justify killing them or tell me that I can't have sympathy for their humanity simply because many maybe in that government or that culture try to demonize them, because trust me, that's just another fight that we have to fight. But I said, in order to have that fight, they have to stay alive. Like I've never understood that, but I say all that to say I was reading some of the letters that people were writing. I don't know if they were emails, it didn't really say. So I can't tell you if it was emails or if it was text messages, but some of the last things they were saying to people almost brought me to tears, because similar to the tragedy that happened at Pulse in Orlando, Florida, I began reflecting on, like, if this was your last moment to say something, what would you say, you know? So I actually wanted to read one. And this letter says, I've always imagined you and me sitting out in the sun, hand in hand, free at last. We spoke of all the places we could go. We spoke of all the places we would go if we could. Yet you were gone now. If I had known that bombs raining down on us would take you from me, I would have gladly told the world how I adored you more than anything. I'm sorry I was a coward. Whew. Another one said, I don't know how long I will live, so I just want this to be my memory here before I die. I am not going to leave my home, come what may. My biggest regret It's not kissing this one guy. See, he died 2 days back. We had told how much we like each other, and I was too shy to kiss last time. He died in the bombing. I think a big part of me died too, and soon I will be dead. To Eunice, I will kiss you in heaven. The next one said, a place where I kissed my first crush. Being gay in Gaza is hard, but somehow it was fun. I made out with a lot of boys in my neighborhood. I thought everyone is gay to some level. And what I realized is that these people have hopes, they have dreams and aspirations to grow up, to fight for queer liberation, to be able to love who they want to love. And all of this is being indiscriminately stopped by bombing and leveling certain places in Gaza, making it inhabitable. And for so many, it's easy to just see that and say, oh, whatever. Or they'll boo you when you say we need a ceasefire. And I just can't imagine having to experience the worst of humanity. And so my thoughts and prayers and my gratitude goes out to the people in Israel and in Palestine who are objecting to the terrorist attacks from the IDF or from Hamas. My heart goes to the people who recognize the assault on humanity and human rights this entire situation is, who look and do not see their fellow man as, or, you know, person as subhuman or evil, the way that some of these people have been speaking about others in the press. So that was something big for me this week. I also think about where I started this year and where I've come. I went through some really, really rough personal years these past few years. And I just look back and I think about how dim my light had become. And while my light isn't as bright as it used to be, I'm starting to see the flicker and I'm starting to see it grow brighter and brighter. I am starting to see a way out of a dark tunnel. And I'm really grateful for that because the worst prison, one of the worst prisons you can be in is in your mind. And I truly, truly, truly was in a very uneasy and unwelcoming place. So I'm grateful for that. Lastly, I'm grateful for my co-host. You know, I get to get on a microphone and talk about whatever or free flow conversations like this one today with somebody who genuinely wants to listen, with someone who eagerly and without hesitation encourages me to be my best self, reminds me of the greatness that I have inside of me that I need to share. And sometimes they don't even know how impactful that is for me because sometimes they say it at the most opportune times. I'm one of the stubborn Tauruses sometimes, and I don't share all the time how I'm feeling, just to the dismay of my therapist. And I've been really blessed to have incredible friends who reach out just when I need it. And I want to name everyone, but I know I'll forget somebody and then I'll be mad. But just know if you're in my phone and we've communicated in the past year, that you are considered a blessing in my life. So I just want to thank everyone who's listened this year and continues to share and spread the news about this podcast. I thank everybody who every day wakes up and at least tries to be better than they were yesterday. That's not easy. So, but switching gears, it's almost my favorite time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I love Christmas, y'all. I feel like for the first time in a long time, I'm eager to embrace the season. So I've been listening to my holiday music. So I wanted to talk about some of my favorite holiday albums or things I feel like you should listen to. The first ones I'll start off with, some are new, but most of these you've probably heard of. Of course, the Holy Grail, Mariah Carey's Merry Christmas album, truly a classic. You can play it from start to finish. It's honestly attached to some of my earliest memories as a child around the holidays. Second, I would suggest Brandy. The singer Brandy actually put out a new Christmas project called Christmas with Brandy. She's also starring on a Netflix film now called Best Christmas Ever, which I can't wait to watch. But yes, she put out a single called Christmas Party for Two, and it was very sensual. I was like, oh, as my friend said, we hunching on Christmas this time. I was like, Lord, it's going to be a lot of summer babies. But I really, really love the project because it's cohesive. Her voice, I mean, is always incredible, but the way she used her voice this time, it almost felt like an album you could hear year round. Because even though there was Christmas, you know, holiday themes, the way it was produced, it felt modern and current, and it really allowed her voice to shine and her melodies and things like that. And even the traditional Christmas songs that she did, they were very interesting takes. I truly think it's worth a listen. Another one that I would suggest is Michael Bublé's Christmas album. I mean, most people know at this point, it's incredible. He sang one of my favorite Christmas songs, which is I'll Be Home for Christmas. I love his arrangement. One day I hope to release a version of that song because I just love it so much. I would say my next one would be Stevie Mackey, Vocal Coach to the Stars. He put out a Christmas album and a few years ago, I think it might have been 2021, 2020. Apologize for the dates, but that Christmas album has gotten constant rotation in my Christmas playlist. He redid the song Last Christmas by Wham. Listen, I absolutely adore his cover of that song. So I hope you guys check it out. It's a great project. He sings his face off, features heavy hitters like Boyz II Men, J-Lo, etc. So you definitely have to check that out. And my last Christmas one, I would say, goes to Destiny's Child because I really enjoy their 8 Days of Christmas project. I think the song is fun. It reminds me of being little when that album came out. I love Michelle Williams' cover of Oh Holy Night. That's probably the first version of it I learned, along with Kelly's Do You Hear What I Hear? But yeah, the arrangements they did, like I think, if I'm not mistaken, Beyonce vocal produced that record, and like their Carol of the Bells interpretation was fantastic. So definitely have to check out those projects. I will probably be talking about more projects each week as I come to you during the holiday season, because music is my favorite thing to talk about, believe it or not. But yeah, if you check out those albums, let me know what you think. Message us at Call Me Limbo Pod on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, pretty much all the social media platforms, because I'm going to blank. Sorry, David. But yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a thumbs up, a like, share it with a friend, share it with a frenemy. And if you'd like to support what David and I do here, including helping us take care of some expenses we incur, as well as allowing us to produce more content and more exclusive content for our Patreon family, you can definitely go to patreon.com/callmelimbopod, or you can donate via Cash App or Venmo at Call Me Limbo Pod as well. But again, this is your boy Day. I thank you for listening to my nonsense, and I hope you all have a blessed and productive week. I love y'all.